And my phone number, 1850-715-996. Hello.
Hi, can you say a song, please?
Sure. What song are you looking for?
2 seconds there.
I know what you're thinking.
The Uptown Funk.
I knew it. You know why? You know how I knew that? Is the way you went, what's your name?
Dylan.
All right, Dylan, listen, you have a great weekend.
You too.
Hey, you got it, mate. Here's your song. It's Mark and Bruno. I'm not the only one. That is Sam Smith. Now, take a listen to this just for a second. Her name is Joanne Eden.
I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
Okay, she has a connection to Sam.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Yeah, not bad.
Because baby, you're all I need. Know this in love.
Sam Smith recently tweeted a video of her doing that song. That is his first ever music teacher covering Stay With Me. Very good.
Corks
90s. Just forget the world. 10,000 euro. The foreplay for cash with Corks 96 FM. More of that's on the way.
Corks.
Corks 96 FM.
So I was talking about this yesterday. Electric Picnic announced their part of their lineup for the 2015 summer show. So the thought was, I was looking for your most memorable festival moment. I had some fun with this yesterday. Katie?
I was at Oxygen in 2011, mm-hmm. and Coldplay were playing, and they were just talking about how much they loved Kildare, and their idol was from Kildare, and they said, here's Christy Moore, and he just came out, and they all sang right on, and the crowd just went mad. It was brilliant.
Christy Moore?
Yeah.
Joined Chris Martin on stage.
Yeah, and they duetted right on. It was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
God. You don't happen to have that on your phone by any chance or anything?
I don't, unfortunately. It was 4 years ago, so I've gone through a few phones since then. But there's a few videos of it on YouTube already, so it was brilliant.
Very good. Katie, thanks a bunch. I'm looking for your most memorable festival moment. Let's keep it going. I had some great texts on this. Text 530-964-27. You can't get out of your head. It's Corks 96 FM.
Hi there. I'm only ringing there about the competition. Oh. I'm not sure. You know the one with the four songs in a row?
Absolutely. The four songs in a row. How much money are they worth?
How much money? 10,000.
10,000 euro for one person?
Yes.
Wow. Could that person be you?
It could be.
If I played all four, I only played three.
Oh, I wasn't sure, yeah. Okay.
But hey, listen, you're quick, though. Thanks for calling.
Okay, no bother. Bye.
Corks 96 FM.
The word on jobs.
So close, yet so far. More on that foreplay for 10K. I'll give you more details very shortly. Playing those hits, you can't get out of your head. Corks 96 FM, the script. Always make great songs. I like their songwriting, but I always wonder, you know, with songwriters, do they get jealous of other songs that have been written? For example, Danny has one from the Scripts.
There's many Drops songs. To Jupiter by Train.
Yeah, Drops to Jupiter,
that's
yeah.
a great song. That made me felt jealous for a long time. Fix You, Coldplay, that's another jealousy.
Yeah, a couple really good songs. Hey, don't forget, we put you in charge of the music. You can choose the good songs. It's called On Demand from 7 till 10 tonight. A 1,000 euro cash call, and we'll check in with the Cork News Centre next.
Steve Hayes on.
That is Ellie. If you're on the move, let me hear from you. 1850-715-996. What always makes traveling better but the right song? Who's in the car with you, Chris?
Jack and Connor. Connor's asleep.
All right.
Jack's awake.
Okay.
And my wife, Valerie.
Well, listen, you can have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for the tune.
Hey, you got it, mate. It's Corks 96 FM.
Hey, where did we go?
Coronas, Dreaming Again. You know, last week I played a game with Danny from the Coronas. It was called Know Your Coronas, and he really got into it. What I did was played bits of Coronas songs, and he had to identify the song. So this was bit number one.
Yeah, that's all the other.
Let's see. Is it All the Others?
All the Others.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be good at this game.
Okay, let's see.
If I get any wrong.
It's called Know Your Coronas. Song number two.
Let's Listen, Dear.
Is it?
Listen, Dear.
Yeah. You are going to.
Okay, you can make the next one really hard. Just give me like a really small bit of it.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow. I need to hear that again.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's just like that. That's just like that.
Yes. He was good. Hey, Emmett Kennedy and the 96FM Street Fleet, live from Mahon Point this Sunday, celebrating their 10th birthday. It all begins 2 until 7 this Sunday. That is Madness on the Move here on a Thursday. Where are you, Kenneth?
I'm coming in. I'm going home from Cork.
Oh, my God. You're all excited. What were you doing in Cork?
Well, my brother was at the visit, then we decided to go to the shop after
some. So your brother was where?
At the dentist.
While he was going through the pain of getting his teeth cleaned, you went out and did shopping. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're a great brother. My face above. Just kind of suits the weather, doesn't it? It's David Gray. I want to take you back to the mid-90s with an artist who's only been around about the last 5-6 years. Check out this karaoke performance.
Mr. Bombastic. Oh. Romantic, fantastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Shut it up.
Wow. She call me Mr. Bombastic. See me fantastic. She touch me on me, but she call me Mr. Rowe.
He's good, isn't he?
Romantic.
You know what? That was Ollie Murs.
My name is Ollie, nice to meet you. Can I tell you?
Rhythm is a dancer.
Kind of has New Year's Eve written all over it, doesn't it? Yeah, that is Snap. Okay, on the eve of Christmas Eve, where in the world would you take a selfie if money and access were no objects? Phil?
In the North Pole of a Santa.
Yeah! That's a good one. Now you're going to take this selfie with Santa.
Yeah.
Would you have the sleigh in the picture? Would you have reindeer? Any elves? Or
I'd have a horse shebang.
Absolutely. And where are you, Phil?
I'm now in Middleton.
Are you working over Christmas, Phil, or what's going on?
I am, yeah. I'm chefing away. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're a chef?
Yeah.
Give me just one really quick tip for a very good turkey.
Don't do it.
What are you saying? Hire somebody in?
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Yeah. You're looking for a Nixer. I'm sorry. This isn't going to happen.
Steve Hayes on Droid. And I'll write your name.
That is Taylor Swift in Blank Space, who is one very smart lady. I don't know if you've heard this, but Taylor Swift has applied to trademark the phrase, you know, this sick beat from her song Shake It Off. Now, if you don't know the phrase, here's the song. Okay, now. Here comes the phrase.
Think while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world, you could have been getting down to this sick beat.
That's the one, yes. So that means that if you're planning on selling the This Sick Beat t-shirts this summer, you should probably scrap the idea or face the wrath of Taylor Swift's super perky, totally awesome legal team.
Cause it's not hard to fall. Like
Damien Rice, Cannonball. This is Steve, and what's up, Owen?
My sister's playing in a match at halftime in Cork City.
Hey, very good. What's your sister's name?
Sarah.
Okay, and who is she playing with? Who's with her? Do they have a name?
Kirkland United.
How do you think your sister will do? Will she score, do you think?
No.
No?
No.
Why? Oh, because she's a goalkeeper. Is that why she won't score?
Yeah, that's why.
I should have known that. Hey, Cork City take on Bray Wanderers tonight. Turner's Cross kickoff 7:45. We will keep you updated. Come on, City. Calvin Harris and new Ed Sheeran on the way.
Cork's 96.
Blue Cantrell with it being Pancake Day. Two words to remember, Diane. And the two words of the day are, once again, Diane.
Flip it.
Two more words, new music. This is James Bay Hold Back the River.
Try to keep you, I leave it all.
Cork's 96.7.
We'll be joining the Street Fleet just a mo. Check up on Monday's traffic. But I mentioned this earlier. You know, we were talking about the Oscars. And have you ever met a movie star? If you have, who and where? But this is different. Hello, Celine.
How are you, Steve?
I'm very good, very good. Now, you haven't met any movie stars.
I haven't, no.
However, you're very proud of a movie in particular, yes?
I am, yes. It's a Polish movie that just won Oscar last night, and it's Oscar won for the first time ever in Polish cinematography.
Wow.
It's just all over the news today.
That's so very, very cool.
Great job.
What's the name of the movie?
It's Ida.
Ida.
I-D-A.
And what's the movie about, Celine?
To be honest with you, I haven't seen it myself, so I'm going to see it now.
Oh, okay. Hey, enjoy the movie. And if you could meet a movie star...
Who would I like to meet? I would like to say Brad Pitt, but I can't say it out loud because my husband is sitting next to me.
Go and say it. Go ahead. Go on.
Brad Pitt!
Yeah! And your husband's like, who? Brad, what?
He's sitting next to me and he's wondering, who am I talking to?